Chapter 2. Fantine looks for work. One spring evening in 1818, a tired young woman walked down the street of Montfermeil, near Paris, carrying a child. Her name was Fantine, and she was very beautiful, with hair the colour of sunlight. 3 years earlier, at the age of 15, she left her poor village of Montreuil-sur-Mer to look for a better life in Paris. There she met a rich young man who became the love of her life. But poor Fantine knew little about the world, and after 2 years was left alone with a little daughter. Now she was going back to her old village of Montreuil-sur-Mer to find work.
"But how can I, an unmarried woman, work with a child?" thought Fantine miserably.
She reached an old inn called the Sergeant of Waterloo and stopped outside. A mother sat watching her two little girls playing under a huge cart. She was tall and strong, like a soldier's wife.
"You have two lovely children," Fantine said to her.
"Thank you," replied the woman. "I'm Madame Thénardier. My husband and I own this inn."
"I've walked from Paris," Fantine explained. "My husband is dead, and I must find work."
She put her child down, and the little girl ran off to play with the others.
"What's your little one's name?" asked Madame Thénardier.
"Cosette. She's nearly three."
"So is my eldest. Look at them playing so happily together, like sisters."
Suddenly, Fantine took Madame Thénardier's hand.
"Will you look after my child?" she said.
Madame Thénardier looked surprised, but did not answer.
"You see, I can't get a job with a child," said Fantine. "You have two beautiful children. You're a good mother. And I'll come back soon. I'll pay you 6 francs a month."
At that moment, a man's voice called from inside the inn.
7 francs and 6 months paid now." "That's 42 francs. said Madame Thénardier. "Plus 15 francs for things that we'll need to buy," called her husband.
"I'll pay it," said Fantine. "And as soon as I have enough money, I'll come back."
The plan was agreed. Fantine stayed the night at the inn and left early the next morning with a very heavy heart. Thankfully, in the months that followed, Fantine never knew how badly her daughter was treated. The letters from the Thénardiers always promised that Cosette was looked after well, but they were really very bad people. Madame Thénardier loved her own daughters, but she hated Cosette, who had to eat under the table with the cat and the dog. Monsieur Thénardier wrote to Fantine asking for more and more money every month, but nothing was ever spent on Cosette. At first, Fantine was luckier than her daughter. The little town of Montreuil-sur-Mer was doing very well, thanks to one man who was now the mayor. A few years earlier, at the end of 1815, Monsieur Madeleine arrived in the town with no more than a bag. He started a jewellery factory that grew bigger and bigger. It made him and the town rich. No one knew much about this man or his past, but the people of Montreuil soon began to like him because he shared what he had with the town. They noticed how sad he was when the old Bishop of Digne died. they said, "Maybe Mère Madeleine comes from Digne." There was only one man in Montreuil who did not like Mère Madeleine, a policeman named Javert. Long ago, Javert worked in a prison in Toulon, and he had a strange feeling about Mère Madeleine. He thought that he remembered him being a convict there. One day, Javert saw an old man named Fauchelevent knocked down in the street by a cart. Mère Madeleine was trying to help.
"Quick," cried the mayor. "We must lift the cart up, or Fauchelevent will die."
"I only know of one man in France who is strong enough to lift something so heavy," said Javert, staring at the mayor. "He was a convict in Toulon."
The mayor stared back at Javert.
"Help me," cried Fauchelevent.
The mayor suddenly threw himself to the ground and lifted up the cart. The old man was saved. As Mère Madeleine got back on his feet, Javert continued to stare at him. Fantine found a job in the mayor's jewellery factory and rented a small room. For a short while, she was happy. She told no one about her child, but she never stopped thinking about Cosette and seeing her again. Fantine did not know how to write, so she paid someone in the town to write her letters to the Thénardiers. Then, people at the factory began to talk. They liked nothing better than talking. In the end, they learned from the letter writer that Fantine had a child, but she was never married. The factory director ordered her to leave. Without work, Fantine's hope was gone. She could not pay for her room, and she could not pay the Thénardiers. And now everyone knew about her past. She tried to get work as a servant, but no one wanted her. She began to make shirts for soldiers, but the work was very badly paid. In the winter, Monsieur Thénardier wrote to ask for more money to buy Cosette warm clothes. That evening, Fantine went to the barber's shop and showed him her beautiful blonde hair.
"I'll give you 10 francs for it," said the barber.
"Cut it off," she replied.
She bought a warm dress and sent it to Montfermeil. But the Thénardiers were very angry not to receive money and gave the dress to their eldest daughter, Éponine. Of course, Fantine did not know this.
"My child isn't cold now," the poor woman thought.
As soon as her beautiful hair was gone, Fantine began to hate everyone, most of all Mère Madeleine, the owner of the jewellery factory. Then, one day, she received a terrifying letter.
"Cosette is very sick," Monsieur Thénardier wrote. "She needs expensive medicine. If you don't send 40 francs now, she'll die."
Fantine ran into the street with the letter, crying,
"It's impossible! How can someone as poor as me pay 40 francs?
A man heard her.
"You have pretty teeth," he said. "I'll give you 40 francs for the 2 top ones.
"How horrible,"
said Fantine, and she went home. But there she read the letter again and thought about her sick daughter.
"Without the medicine, Cosette will die," Fantine thought.
She hurried back to the man and sold him her 2 top teeth. The next day, Fantine sent the 40 francs to the Thénardiers. But it was another terrible lie. Cosette was not ill. After this, Fantine made shirts for 17 hours a day, but she still did not have enough money to pay for her room. The next time a letter came from the Thénardiers, she could think of only one more thing to sell: herself. She became a woman of the streets.